Hey guys, you are watching the season finale after show for Wags Miami Season 2. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV, we are talking the season finale of Wags Miami Season 2. Tonight, I am your host, Tessa Saval. You guys can find me this song.
You're excited.
Jamming a cyclone over here on a Monday night in Los Angeles. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval and my lovely host, Dom. Where can they find you?
Hi, guys. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominicG_ESQ. Let's get it.
Woo! All right, guys. Crazy season finale. 2 hours, two episodes. So much to get through.
I know.
I am so excited. And don't forget, before we dive into everything, to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media at AfterBuzz TV.
Let's get into it.
Woop woop. Okay, so, crazy episode, like I said. We got, Ashley got married.
Ashley got married.
Hentra was, found out she was pregnant.
Yes, Matisha was stirring up drama and Matisha, flirting people's husbands.
All, like, finally Matisha's back, and it was like,
I was like, I haven't seen you all season, and then out of nowhere, not only are you back, but you are just stirring the pot, little girl.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah, it was, I mean, and then we have Phil's mother, who came
Phil's
in like
mother.
A doggone cyclone. We had...
Kayla got divorced.
Kayla is getting divorced. Oh my God. What else happened?
I mean, that's a lot.
Darnell has a new boo named Darnell. Like,
but that was a little bit of last episode,
yeah,
but they're heating up.
It's heating up, and I'm so here for it. Darnell, if you're watching, I super love you, and I pray that, fingers crossed, that this is a really good situation for you.
I know, me too. So let's walk through the episode. So starting with Darnell and Darnell.
Yes.
Love them. And it's so awesome to see
Darnell squirt.
Girl Darnell really happy again.
I'm super excited. It's so funny because I feel like when you come to the season finale, you can't help but be in retrospect of like everything we've seen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I loved how they did kind of the rewind in reverse of where the ladies were last season and where they are now. And so in Darnell's recap, we see her leaving her engagement ring as she's leaving Rashad's home. And that was like the end of a chapter. And so through the entire season, we've watched her, you know, come through this healing process of ending such a very long relationship to now the beginning of something totally new. And she's super excited about it. I mean, there's a glow to her that I don't think we've seen even in season one. So just amazing all around to kind of see that transition for her. But the thing that I thought it was interesting is like how fast life goes. Like, you know, to think about, we literally just watched her end, you know, a very long relationship. And now she's gone through all of that. And she's freaking with a new guy. It's crazy.
It's like they said at the end of the show. It's like sports. One day you're up, one day you're down. One, you know, it's like always changing all the time.
It's life.
That's life.
I think that's why reality TV is so cool, because you get a front row seat to someone living their life that may not be exactly how you live yours, but as women, we're all the same. Like, we get our hearts broke and we bounce back and we, you know, are able to show that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know? And so I think Darnell has an amazing story, and I'm excited to see what happens next season for her.
I know. We've got to see, like you said, just so much growth throughout the episode or the seasons with her, which
so
is
cool.
Really cool. I think more so than a lot of other.
Yeah, I feel, and that's the one thing, like, it's so funny because I'm very impartial, because I've said this since season one, Darnell and Ashley are my faves, like, in my mind, we're friends. So, it's interesting for me because I feel like between the two of them, we've seen the most growth between them.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes I don't know if the other women have had this much growth, because if you watched last season, Ashley was a complete firecracker.
Yeah.
She was popping off on everybody. She wanted to fight everybody. And we've seen her at the very beginning of this season saying, like, I'm about to be somebody's wife now. Like, I gotta govern myself accordingly. And so to see Ashley's transition through being the wild, you know, girl that she was to she's like calmed down a lot more, mm-hmm. how she talks to people and communicates with people mm-hmm. is totally different. And I'm just like, wow, like the two of them to me personally, since beginning to like watch this show, have had the best transition, mm-hmm. like for the better. Mm-hmm. And I pray that in the next season, we get to see some of the other girls kind of come up a little bit yeah. as far as their transition. I feel like a lot of people have stayed the same.
Yeah, because throwback to Ashley at the beginning of the first season, she was a potster.
She was throwing drinks in people's face.
And now look at her with Phyllis. First of all,
Phyllis is crazy.
Did we get into that?
Like, I would... Here's the thing. I feel like Ashley throughout this entire season has tried to, like, bite her tongue to put her pride aside. And for those that, you know, maybe you're just catching us right now and you're going to go back and catch up on the entire season, still connect with us and get into it. But for those that don't know, Phyllis is Phil's mom, who is now Ashley's mother-in-law, mm-hmm. who has been an entire pill this entire season. Like, girl, Ashley, I give you props, because if I was you, I would have slapped her a long time ago, because she was constantly disrespectful. Like, first, she, you know, set her wedding before Ashley's wedding, which was just like, okay, girl, do you. You know, then she's constantly, like, tearing her down as far as, like, their relationship. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you come to my wedding with negative vibes? You can leave.
I know. Well, okay, so diving more into that, when they were in the spa room all getting ready for the big day, the rehearsal dinner, I mean, she just starts throwing shade right away. She goes, do we all have to go? And then it really escalates to when she's talking about her son, saying that he feels abandoned. What I found very interesting about all this is Ashley's mom didn't intervene at all. What did you think about that? Should she have or should she not have?
I really sat there watching that part, asking myself, like, I was really shocked that her mom didn't intervene. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, I feel like her mom intervening would have only caused the situation to go way more left before it could go right. And I feel like her mom did the right thing. Her mom said, calm down. Listen to what she has to say and then respond. But I think at that point, and I don't know how much Ashley's mom had been abreast to, like, how just malicious Phil's mm-hmm. mom had been to her. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't know. I'm like, did she really explain to you, like, how much this woman has, like, tried to make this process hard for her? Would you have still responded in the way that you told her to, like, calm down? Because watching this entire season with Ashley, I felt like she was completely justified by calling this woman girl. I get it. There are two things, and I feel like the African-American community that both male and women understand, mm-hmm. and that's you don't call a grown person a girl or a boy. Like, calling a grown man a boy mm-hmm. is, like, the ultimate level of, like, disrespect when you're in the heat of, like, an argument. So
I did not know
that. I think this is why Phil's mom got so offended when she was like, girl, who are you calling a girl? I'm not your friend. Like, and that's kind of her way of saying, like, yo, you're taking it to, like, a very disrespectful place.
Oh.
But I understood. Yeah, little context there, you guys, if you guys aren't aware. Like, that's a huge, like, that's like calling an older person, like, out of their name. Like, culturally, it's, like, super disrespectful to call an older person, like, out of respect, a girl or a boy. But what I thought was interesting is that any other time I would have, like, agreed with Phil's mom that it was disrespectful for her to do that. But in that moment, I agreed 1,000% with Ashley. And she was like, I'm calling you a girl because that's what you're acting like. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I was just like, Ashley, could not agree with you more. Because as a mature adult, she should have known time and place. She should have known that using the word abandoned, talking to me about I shouldn't have another kid, like, not the time. That was a conversation that we could have had back home after the wedding. But for right now, you suck up any feelings that you're feeling right now because mm-hmm. it's my wedding day. Like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. point blank. And for her to just not understand that, shows your level of maturity, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you don't want to be called a girl, but you're acting like one. Mm-hmm. So is it disrespectful?
I don't think so. I don't. What I do find interesting, though, in general, was that she was telling Ashley she could not get pregnant again. Is there ever a time and place for that? Because in my opinion, that is not something that she truly needs to be a part of.
I don't think anyone outside of your relationship should ever be telling you when you should or should not have a child, unless you are a neglectful parent, mm-hmm. which we've seen since the very beginning of Wags Miami that Ashley is a very, like, hands-on mom. I vividly remember the very first episode, season one, Ashley's introduction to the show is her playing with her son.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of like, she's always made her son the center. You know, it's mm-hmm. the same way I feel about Darnell and her, her daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, there are other wags on the show that have children. And here's the thing. I never want to say like, oh, you don't have your kids on the show, so that means that you're not a good parent. I'm not saying that by any means, because we've seen on a lot of other reality shows that a lot of people make a choice not to have their children on reality TV because they don't want to make their kids agree to doing something and they're not old enough to have a say in like right. what they're doing. So right. I respect that. But what I'm saying is like, we've seen like how hands-on Ashley is. So for her mom to say that, I was just kind of like,
I know. I was really taken back.
We just kind of looked at each other, you guys, because we were just kind of like, did she just use the A word? Like, I just feel like when you're speaking to a mother, you have to have some hard evidence if you're going to use the word abandoned in the same sentence as a mm-hmm. child. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be for sure. But so for her to be like, it's because you guys got a lot going on right now, so your son feels abandoned.
That was taking it way too far. I'm with you. I think it was not appropriate. There was not going to ever be a good time and place for that conversation.
And it was interesting to me because here's the thing. She did try to say, I apologize. But that's not how you say I'm sorry for something like that. And I feel like what, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, but what she should have said was like, hold on for a second. I know you're pissed right now, mm-hmm. but that was a poor word choice. Like, I shouldn't have said abandoned. I think he's just kind of feeling like there's a lot going on. There's a lot of change. So maybe it's not the best time to add another layer of change. That's how a mature person responds back once they realize that they put their entire foot in their mouth. That's how you respond. Mm-hmm. Again, which is why I don't feel like Ashley was wrong, because she was not acting mature. Like,
no. And it never got better, too. I think that's what really killed me is, so they're getting ready for the wedding, right? After all this, she is so nice, Ashley is, and brings her a Michelob beer, like this beautiful robe, like all the other bridesmaids. And then she walks away, goes in her own room.
Mind you, we don't know what's in the card, but I feel like Ashley once again took the initial step of being mm-hmm. sweet and probably wrote a nice message. And she doesn't even like come to her and say, thank you. That was very kind of you. Like, thank you so much. And then I'm just like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand. But then I think Ashley, like, more into the episode after she kind of decides, like, you know what? I'm going to have fun today. I'm not going to let that stress me. Ashley makes a good point, and she was like, I feel like Phyllis feels like she has to be in competition with me.
Yeah.
And it's sad that in the role that Phyllis is getting ready to play in Ashley's life, she can't put aside whatever, like, female jealousy she may have. Because I'm going to keep it 100 real quick.
Please do.
Miss Phyllis, you are in your 50s. Up until now, you've been single. You probably could get in better shape. And then you have Ashley over here, who is gorgeous. She's been engaged for some time. She's planned an amazing wedding. And instead of being happy for her, you are being jealous, you are being malicious, and you are acting like a child.
Well, and I really liked what... Yes. Yes. Well spoken. And I think to top that off too, Ashley said, I don't get why there's competition because I'm going to win.
But I was like, girl, you already won.
But that's the point. It's like, yeah, once you get married, the wife becomes a priority over the mom. And we all know that's going to happen. It's like no surprise here. Yeah. So I don't understand the Ashley, I feel for you.
I do. And that's the crazy part. And it's one of those things where it's like, I personally don't have like the best relationship with my mother. So I've always imagined that when I do finally decide to get married, I really want to have a very close relationship with my soon to be mother-in-law because that's important to me. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I really respected was Ashley said, I desire for us to be one big like family unit, which is why, you know, a few episodes ago, Ashley like took the time to like sit down with Miss Phyllis like way before the wedding stuff got crazy because she wanted to reestablish that bond. And time after time, like Phyllis couldn't meet her halfway. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I just like looked at the entire situation as being really sad because there are a lot of women out there that don't have like the heart that Ashley has and would have been like, okay, you want to play me like that? I'm gonna make sure your son doesn't even talk to you. Cause I've seen it. I've seen like fiancés and wives come in and divide the mother and son relationship so bad that like they don't even have a relationship. And you have a grandchild that I'm assuming you would like to be in his life. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, you can't want to just be a family with this woman? Like, what is she? Because I don't know. Did I miss something? Like, has Ashley done something to you?
I don't know. Are we missing something? Because I haven't seen any reason for Phyllis to be upset besides being just, like, jealous, essentially.
And then it's like, I've tried all season, you guys. If you guys have been watching, and again, if this is your first time catching, like, go back and check out, like, all of our after shows for this season. But I've tried to, like, not go in on Miss Phyllis because I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, Ashley's on this show, not Miss Phyllis. So they're going to always show Ashley in like a better light. And maybe Miss Phyllis doesn't have the opportunity to do a diary where she's able to kind of explain what we're watching. So I've tried to like not go in, but I'm like, this was so like a level of just kind of like
malicious
immaturity that it should and malicious that I was just kind of like, gloves are off. I'm gonna say exactly how I feel about you now because you had the opportunity to show us a little bit more about your character, but all you've shown us like all season is that you're bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck.
Good luck. Bye.
Bitter people don't prosper.
I love it.
I'm gonna put that on a shirt.
That's great.
I love it. I'm gonna wear it next right, season, so. You guys. I'm gonna start the show off with a T-shirt that says "Bitter People Don't Prosper."
I love it.
I'll get you one.
Thanks. We'll wear it. All right. So moving on from Ashley and Phyllis to Ashley and Phil.
Oh, they finally did it,
and it was like amazing.
Their vows were amazing. They're practicing their kiss was so cute. Like, okay, your angle has to be this way and your angle has to be that way. And I'm just like
who thinks of that? That's so like Ashley to me. Like, I would have never thought about that.
Now I'm going to think about now, it. But I never in a million years would have thought about like, what if our heads bump or what if I go this way? Like, I've been a fan of theirs for a while. I think that they're extremely cute. I think that you can tell that there's a real friendship there. I pray that, you know, unlike what we'll talk about a little bit that's going on with Kayla, I wish them the best. But their wedding was freaking amazing.
Gorgeous.
Like, then did you guys catch the dress, the dress change for the rehearsal? I was just like, you look like a princess.
She did. She looked like a legit Barbie doll.
She's so gorgeous. It was so cute.
Another favorite part about my wedding was that, in my opinion, Kayla was a really good friend and chose to keep her business to herself. And I really respected that, but oh my God, I did not know everything that was going on with her and Eric. That really broke my heart.
It's so funny because we talked a little bit at the beginning about the transition of the year that these people have to take. And I feel like Kayla made a very good point at the end of her like recap. And she was like, I portrayed an image as if we were perfect and we were far from it when we started. And I feel like it takes a very like strong person to admit that. Like, I put on a front for you guys. Like, this thing has been broken for a while. And honestly, when she kind of like let it, I'm very proud that I'm happy. Let me back up. I'm happy that Faven and Kayla were able to connect prior to this, because mm-hmm. I feel like Kayla needed not just one of the girls, she needed a married girl.
Yeah.
Because I think the advice that a married friend could have given her and a single friend could have given her in that moment are two totally, like, polar opposites. And so I'm really happy that Faven, like, was able to put behind, like, behind them anything that they've, you know, had in the past as far as their drama, and was really able to kind of be a friend to her. But it's like, I can't imagine, like, going through the process of, like, being separated, thinking about, like, all of the things that went wrong in your marriage at a wedding.
I know. Can I don't know how she did that.
Timing?
That really broke my heart. And I mean, like, Kayla is such a trooper and such a good friend for just letting it be. I mean, obviously she did talk to Faven about it, but they kept it in, and that was awesome. But we were feeling for her the whole time, you guys. We kept looking at each other like, oh my God.
Like, my heart was literally breaking for her because I'm just like, to still have that hope linger, like, okay, if he's going to make it to this wedding when you and Phil really aren't friends like that, you have to be coming to try and mm-hmm. work it out. From the moment Eric got there, he was the ultimate douche.
I was like, maybe she's being a little dramatic. Maybe they just needed the 2 weeks. The instant we saw him, I was like, uh-uh.
This is why
he's so checked out.
He was like, and this is the thing that, like, I always try to give guys the benefit of the doubt, because I understand that, like, we paint the picture that guys, like, have it all together and emotionally they're sound people, when unfortunately they are just, like, supersized boys. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I hate to call a grown man a boy, but that's literally how they act emotionally sometimes, like, where it's hard for them to, like, you know, express themselves. And so we see when Eric first gets there that she's like, thank you for being willing to, like, be in separate rooms, because I just don't want to, like, murky the waters. And he's like, yeah, okay, it's cool.
Like, completely disinterested. And I think that's what broke me the most, is just seeing that he just did not even want to try.
She was so hopeful that I was just like, oh, baby girl, there's no hope here. Like, let it die. And I'm not a proponent for divorce, but I'm just like, when you realize that you're the only one fighting for something, you kind of have to decide, like, okay, I need to back away from my own, like, when Eric at the dinner, at the drinks table, starts flirting with Matisha, and you guys let us know in the comments, do you guys mm-hmm. feel like Eric was actually flirting? Because as a woman, I'm looking at him like, the person you should be, like, being really engaged with is sitting to your right, and your, like, his body language was like, I always pay attention to, like, how people position themselves to you mm-hmm. because it lets you know if they're open or closed. That's one thing I learned from Heather. and so I thought it was very interesting that, as, you know, everyone starts sitting down at the table, I know that originally Matisha was the first one to get there, so I can understand your positioning being more open towards her when everybody gets there. But after everyone sits down, he should have, like, kind of backed up a little bit to open himself up to Kayla sitting there. It was yeah. almost as if he had closed himself off from even having a conversation with Kayla at the table. And so that was kind of like strike two. Like, you came in disinterested, you're at the table, and you're not really engaging or having a conversation with me. And then, you know, they get to right before the wedding, and she's just trying to, like, okay, let's get on the same page here. Like, let's put on a good front. And he goes, I wasn't flirting with her.
Well, and then on top of all that, he's tearing her down. I was like, okay, so then he does engage, right? And it's all negative. I was like, wow, this is bad. It makes me really sad, because I think, as someone who takes marriage very seriously, fact that someone just checked out that soon, I mean, yes, they've been together for a while collectively, right?
I'm trying to make it to 30.
Like, 6 years? That's not a long time.
And then I'm just kind of like, talk about, like, how weird it is to see one marriage ending and another one starting, and you're just like,
yeah,
I hope this works out. Like, And then I thought it was really funny. So, you know, Eric and Kayla have their kind of disagreement and she kind of walks away, but we still see them kind of sitting next to each other during the ceremony. I was praying that as they were saying their vows and as they were going through the flow, that something would kind of spark in him to be like, why did I originally marry her? Like, let's get back to that. And maybe this is something that can be fixable. And then we see Eric talking to Corey, which is Faven's husband. And he was like, yo, like, I really just wanted some advice. Like last night, first of all, did you have Corey's number? Like,
I was going to bring that up. I'm like, okay, so out of all the people's numbers that you did have, that's the person you chose? I found that very strange.
I thought it was very strange. Like, very, very strange. Like, but I was very, one thing I will say is that I was very proud of Eric, regardless of, like, what his feelings were. When he seen Phil, he didn't give Phil, like, dude, you just made the biggest mistake of your life look. Instead, he was just like,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he really was just kind of like, amazing wedding, you guys look great, like, I'm a catch you later. Like, respect to him for not, like, he didn't put that off on Ashley, and he didn't put that off on Philip as they were walking into the reception. So, big ups to him on that. So we do know that he's capable of somewhat of decency.
Yeah.
I was nervous for a second.
Huh, I didn't even think about that, because I think the whole time I was like, that's so rude, you're just leaving right away. But I guess you're right, the fact that he didn't make it about himself was taking the higher
road.
Can
you picture him and Kayla being seated at the same table all night?
No. You're right.
It would have been a disaster. So I do give Eric his props for walking away.
Yeah. That is true. That is true.
But he definitely needed a coach in that moment, because if there was anything in him that still wanted to fight for her, maybe he just truly did not know how, which can be the case for a lot of guys. So I'm not gonna ream him the way that I just reamed Miss Phyllis.
Well, but what? Okay, I might go back on what you just said though, because when Darnell was asking him, "What do you love about Kayla?" and then Corey gives an example, and he couldn't even mimic it.
Pause, you guys.
Like, what?
Corey gave the best response. Like, I was nervous. Corey gave the best response that a guy is supposed to give when someone asks you, what do you love about her? Keywords, love her.
Take a moment of silence.
Eric's idiot behind says, we've grown together and we have so many nicknames. When we met in 2011, we.
But I think that exactly goes to show that he doesn't love her.
No.
Because he loves the memories and not her.
Which kind of just made me realize in that particular moment, I couldn't be upset with Eric, because I think he was ready to leave the situation as well. There was no fight left. There was no, seriously, love there that I think Kayla had for him. And I think this is two people who genuinely, like, need to not be together.
That's why they invented divorce. I hope everything is going well.
I mean, just think about it like this. Like, 200 years ago, women couldn't even get a divorce. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good, ladies.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Hey. All right. So moving on to yet another.
Before we move on, quick pause.
Yeah. What's up?
We had an entire 120 minutes in the finale of WAGS. No Astrid or
Claudia.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts.
Thoughts? Well, I personally feel like Claudia has not been a part of this entire season, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. I think she's shown about, 5 minutes an episode, if that? She hasn't been in every episode leading up to this moment either. So to be completely honest, I'm not very surprised that she's not in the episode.
I know it's not time for predictions, but my prediction for WAC Season 3, Claudia will not be joining back on the cast.
Yeah.
Here's why.
I know
I'm super ahead of time. But when we do our recap with Astrid through this season, she makes a tiny comment of, the girls really accept me more when Claudia's not around, but that will always be my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Asher wasn't in this either. But, I mean, are we surprised that she said that?
No, but most of the time, what they'll do is, even when the entire group is doing something together and there are a few castmates over to the side, they'll normally at least get a little bit of B-roll so that when their names are mentioned, we can, like, shadow into, like, what they're doing, get a little scene there, and then jump back into what the group activity is. We didn't get any of that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That is true. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't on next season.
I don't think she's barely on this one. I don't think she's coming back.
I mean, pardon me, because she really wasn't in Miami much either. Is that correct? Because she was kind of between Wisconsin and North Carolina.
Even last season, she was between Miami and Wisconsin.
True. I think she's, honestly, from what I gauge or what the editing is making us think, she's just really focusing on the fam.
And good luck.
And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, said it here first. I don't think Claudia will be back for season 3.
I might second that. Yes. I wouldn't be surprised. But, oh, well, before we get off the subject, Asher, not at the wedding. They made it seem like such a big cliffhanger at the end of last episode, and then it was, like, non-existent in this episode.
Which is why I was hoping for a little break into what Claudia and Astrid were doing.
Yeah.
Because I would have loved to have seen Astrid's, like, response to it. Like, we don't even get to know, like, what her thoughts were. Yeah. But I will say this. So, I follow Astrid on Instagram, and she posted a very pretty picture. It's the season 2 opening picture of all of the girls in white. And under it, she goes, wow, you know, we've come to the end of a really great season. I'm super excited to get back to having my Sundays and no more glam. She said, this has been an amazing experience with my girl, Claudia. She goes into saying, like, I'm super glad that me and Darnell were able to bury the hatchets. I'm super happy that, and I'm paraphrasing you guys, I'm really happy that I was able to connect with Kayla and Faven. So she does not mention Ashley, Hinsha, or Matisha in this little post. Mm-hmm. Now, her mentioning Hinsha or Matisha, knew that wasn't going to happen. But we thought throughout the season that Astrid and Ashley had a cordial relationship. Now, I understand Ashley not inviting her to the wedding, but why'd you invite her to the bachelorette party? Like, that's random as all hell. But, you know, we let that go. But I felt like by you taking the time to make this post and to at people, you deliberately wanted to leave those three out of the messaging.
Yeah. No, totally. Because otherwise, why would you call out everyone else? Oh.
So, another prediction for season 3.
Ooh.
I see that being one of the opening issues is Astrid not being invited and Ashley not communicating that personally to Astrid.
Like a little backtracking.
Because it should have been a convert, and I don't know how she found out she wasn't invited. I wasn't there. But in us all growing to a mature place, I really think that Ashley should have taken Astrid to lunch and just been like, thank you so much for being a friend this year. Thank you so much for coming out to the bachelor party. Girl, you know how expensive weddings are, so I'm having to cut back. And although I think we're working on a great friendship, I just don't think we're there yet. I want to continue working on us, but I want to just make sure that you're cool. Like, if I don't extend the invite for the wedding, are you cool? Astrid, we've had her in studio. She seems like a very reasonable person. Approaching the situation like that, I think Astrid would have been like, girl, have fun. We'll do drinks and stuff once you're a married girl. I really think Astrid would have been super cool about it. Mm-hmm. But not having a conversation with her seems like you don't really value me or respect me in any matter of any type of friendship.
Yeah, and then I just feel like, too, especially the bachelorette party being so far away in Los Angeles from Hawaii, like, that's a big time commitment. That's a big money commitment.
Well, I'm sure Wax paid for it, so I'm not.
I know, I'm just saying. That's, like, a big commitment for her to, you know, like, do, and then to not kind of get that, like, last part of it. Like, okay, like, but then, you know, like, it just.
I'm not going to lie. I have had an acquaintance reach out to me to invite me to their bachelorette weekend that I hadn't spoken to in a while, and I wasn't invited to the, like, I had, hadn't been invited to the wedding. And the bachelorette party was literally like a month before the wedding. So if I was going to be invited, I would have gotten that invite ahead of time. And I thought it was extremely weird that she had even invited me to the bachelorette weekend. And so in my mind, I'm not married nor engaged, so I don't know. But I would have thought that that time would be really reserved for your closest, closest girlfriends. But I will say this, they're on a reality TV show. So having all of your like besties around may not be great for filming. And it was cute to just have the castmates for this bachelorette weekend. So maybe this was like for show purposes. And she had a separate real bachelorette party. And that's the one where, that's the one where she probably had her real friends there and maybe the cast outside of Darnell weren't included. That's what I'm thinking. But I think that what we see in WAGS is like a true hierarchy. It is like this really interesting dynasty. So I think that we're going to continue to see the hierarchy of wives, girlfriends, side chicks, and others.
Yeah. Well, as Ashley said at the very end, she goes, I feel like I have an invisible crown on now.
Yeah.
So speaking of hierarchies and crowns and all that fun stuff, there is a really fun new show, Dynasty, which is premiering, and I am so excited about it. It's the most addictive new show of the fall. It premieres Wednesday, October 11th on the CW. It's highly anticipated series premiere. Have you seen the original Dynasty?
I can't say I have, but my, like, aunts and grandmother used to be really, really into it. Like, it was Dynasty in Dallas that they, I remember them always talking about. So I hear it's supposed to be, like, iconic, so.
Yeah, it was one of the most iconic shows of the 80s. The fashion and the fight scenes alone are legendary, as you probably heard from your family. The CW's version of Dynasty is already getting major love from critics, and you won't be able to get enough of the drama and the surprises. It's from the producers of Gossip Girl, which I love, and The OC, so you know it won't disappoint. The Cardigans are the family that has it all, so this is what the show's about. Their business is literally power, and they'll do anything to get more of it.
Sounds like a family we know in the reality world.
Guesses anyway. Blake Carrington rules the dynasty by all means necessary, including manipulating his own kids, Fallon and Steven. Fallon Carrington is ready to take over the family business and the world, but she's in for a big surprise. Q Crystal, her father's equally ambitious and gorgeous young fiance. Get ready. The women on the show are bosses. They're not fighting for a man. They're fighting for business and family. For the Carringtons, that's the same thing. So again, guys, this premieres on Wednesday in 2 days on the CW, October 11th. Tune in. I'm sure if you love this show, you'll love that show.
Drama.
Lots of similarities.
Crowns. I think everyone should check it out, and there will be an after show, so definitely check it out. It'll be really, really cool. But before we get out here, want to circle back because I think we hit everything. The one thing that we did not touch on, you guys, is can you imagine needing to pee on the stick?
I was telling Dom this right before the show. I was like, most of the time on a reality TV show, if they have a pregnancy scare, it's a scare. So I think also because when we were watching the editing and they showed the pee stick so quick, we were like,
I kept like waiting. I was like, wait, did you?
Was she pregnant? Was she not? We were so confused.
How many lines? I thought I had only seen one line.
And I was like, no, she had two.
She said she's seen two lines. I was confused. I felt like they were dancing around the freaking subject. She was like, I'm going to be here for you. And I was like, here for her? What?
I know. We were like, what? Is she? And she was. I think that was a huge surprise to
me. I'm just like the one woman who's just like been like super like out there playing the field, like dating multiple guys. Like, can you imagine having a pregnancy scare when you're dating multiple people? It's like, who the daddy? Like, I
know. Right. Well, I was like, oh, for sure it'll be a scare. Like, great little drama to wrap up the season finale.
I could not have predicted that. Like, that would not have been in our predictions. I would not have predicted Hinch having a pregnancy scare. And then it was really sad because as we're doing Hinch's recap, you know, Hinch and baby girl, we got to get you on, like, a life plan because I just feel like you are fluttering in the ocean and we got to get you a little bit of direction. But, like, we find out during her recap that she's unfortunately had a miscarriage. So definitely, like, pray that you're okay and you took this in stride and you're just going to work on you. Mm-hmm. But it was really sad. Like, I've been reading a lot and I just hear that, like, miscarriages are, like, really, really prominent in, like, the female reproductive cycle of life. Mm-hmm. Just made that up. So it was just kind of really sad, but I always say, like, it all worked out because she wasn't really ready to have a baby, and, you know, maybe that was just, like, her way, like, it was just, like, God's way of maybe just being, like, you need to get your life together. This was, like, a little bit of, like, what's going to happen if you don't get your situation straight.
So, get your ducks in a row.
It was really cool. Interestingly enough, though, did they do a recap for Matisha?
No. Actually, now that you just thought, wow. And it was so interesting because I keep being like, where's Matisha? Where's Matisha? Like I was saying earlier in the episode, and then we get so much of her. And then
we said this a few weeks ago. Like, is Matisha really on this show or is she like a C, you know, level cast? But they kind of like revved it up on Matisha this episode. But one thing that I will say is that going back from how Matisha was originally introduced to the Wags role, which was in Wags LA when she was all butthurt about the fact that Nicole was marrying Larry, which we'll see as Wags gets ready to come back. Wags LA comes back on in 2 weeks, so definitely check that out. But we see Matisha, like, kind of insert herself there, and she plays the victim, and, mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't communicate well. And then we see her do that again with Darnell. We see her flirting with Kayla's husband, and you're just kind of like, girl, like, you seem mm-hmm. like you have a good heart, but you are literally the type of woman that people talk about when they talk about women who date athletes. Like, you had no qualms about the fact that you had slept or had some type of relationship with the guy that Darnell is dating, and you're not even woman enough to have a conversation with her, but you played such the victim when Nicole didn't have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. So definitely the pot calling the kettle black. I was just like, you have some nerve. So all in all, I really truly felt like this episode was the height of just oomph that I had been waiting for all season. And I'm just like, I'm telling Wax producers now, if you're watching, if you don't give me this level of awesomeness all season 3, I can't.
I know. It was like we kind of saw her dark side.
She's crazy.
Crazy.
She's crazy.
I know. And my whole thing with that too, going back to the Darnell and Matisha falling out, getting back together, it's like, if you're gonna talk to someone about it, like, ask for advice or something. Like, what? Or if you're gonna tell, I don't even want to get into it. You guys probably feel the same way, but I was really surprised she was that immature about
it. Yeah, let us know in the comments how you would have handled that situation if it was something between you and a friend, because I would have taken her aside before I told anybody else. Even though I know Hinch is your girl and you guys have a really close relationship, I would have been like, wow, interesting. And I would have immediately texted Darnell and said, hey, are you free tonight for drinks? You know, like, again, you guys, my model for this song, I mean, for this season has been maturity. A lot of people have matured and a lot of people haven't. I hope that they take this off season to all go see a life coach or a therapist or a pastor and continue to move forward in life. But this has been an amazing, amazing season. Mm-hmm. I'm super, super excited about what's to come, and this has been fun.
Woo-hoo. So should we continue on with the predictions? So
I've given Claudia all of mine.
Yeah, you really have. No Matisha.
TV predictions.
Ooh. Okay, let me think about mine then, because I kind of am going to copy yours now. I really like them.
No, you have to give us one original prediction.
You know what I think? Uh-huh. I think Hensha might actually fall in love. I think this whole pregnancy scare and miscarriage was obviously very hard, very unfortunate. But I think it it opened up a deeper side of mm-hmm. her. And I think she, it did mature her. And the way that she keeps thinking she's more mature, I think now she maybe really is. And I think, well, she'll finally go after a man who is mature and not just someone who wants to have fun, which tends to be the case. She goes after.
Yeah. I'll add one more prediction in there and say Kayla will have a similar story to Darnell. She will go through this divorce and she will work her way through it. And I'm predicting that by the end of season 3, she will find a man who is going to absolutely adore her and wipe away every single one of the insecurities that she has felt in her marriage with Eric. But I think that's it.
I also think, okay, I have one more. I think hopefully we'll get to see Phil's mom's wedding.
I don't want to go to that.
I was going to say, this is more of a dream. I hope that maybe at that point, when they're both married, they both have their men, they're both essentially doing their own thing in a way, that they can kind of make up. Dom's looking at me like, no!
Well, this has been fun, guys.
That bridge is burned. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. We had so much fun talking with you tonight. I was your host, Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval. And this is my lovely co-host, Dom.
Yes, guys. Dominique Price here. You can find me on all social media platforms, if you couldn't get enough of me tonight, at Dominique_ESQ.
And don't forget to follow all AfterBuzz on all social media. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.